Good morning. You're listening to FourDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, I have two gentlemen with Universal Fibers with me. I have Mark Ammon, who's CEO, and Don Campbell, who's Vice President of Business and Technological Developments. Guys, how you doing?
We're doing well, Kemp. Good morning.
Good morning. I wanted to talk to you about a recent announcement you had. You've made an acquisition and investment in some new technology. It's called continuous filament bicomponent production. You acquired a company or parts of a company called FIT. We'll get into that in just a minute. Just a little background. You are a major supplier of carpet fiber for the carpet industry. What percentage of your business is focused on making carpet fiber?
So, Kemp, well over a third of our business continues to be for commercial carpet. As you know, we've been expanding all of our facilities worldwide in the name of commercial carpet. You know, North America, Asia, as well as something that's also a new development for Europe. So currently, over a third of our business, and even more so of what we anticipate to be growth in the near term.
Yeah, now, Mark, you mentioned that you're an international player. You actually have production facilities on three different continents, right?
We do. Two operations in Asia, and then we just put up a small processing facility in Europe to help us service the meaningful growth we've experienced there.
I like when I get a chance to talk to a CEO of a company, I always like to ask how business conditions are, especially in the carpet sector of your business.
But Kemp, that's interesting because we're in the budget cycle, and as we've gone around and seen all of our customers, you know, they're doing the same thing. I'll say that 2014 seems to hold more promise than the last couple of years relative to people's forecasts for budgeting and so on. There seems to be an uplift in spirit, and I know all of that so far has been on the residential side with, you know, very nominal volume growth on commercial. But I think you do sense a lift. We were beginning to see that in our order pattern in the back half of 13. I must say that we did hit a little bit of an order softness in the last 4 to 6 weeks, which our customers are also seeing the same thing, and I'm not sure people have really figured out why yet. But that has not dampened what looks to be some enthusiasm building for the coming year. We've done a little better than what the industry statistics would have said. We've continued to pick up some market share, which we appreciate. And as you know, we built for that, plus even more. So we're ready for the growth as it comes. But I will say it has been a little more of an uplifting set of forecast discussions in the context of 14 than I personally saw or heard in the context of 12 or 13. So we're excited about the new year.
Okay. I did an interview with Bill Goodman in your organization, I think earlier this year. One of the neat things about Universal is your capability. You're able to do both nylon 6/6, nylon 6, and polyester fiber, right?
That's right, Kemp. And as we start thinking about why we just made this acquisition that we'll talk about here in a minute, that's actually a key point of what I think is differentiation that we offer to our customers, you know, both vertically integrated customers as well as customers that don't make their own fiber, is we put ourselves in a position with all of the chemical companies, and when I say all of them, I mean all of them, and all of their different chemistry offerings, you know, embodied in different polymers. We stand alone in terms of, you know, being independent. We can truly bring what the market is looking for. Certainly over 50% of our carpet business today is nylon 6/6, and we like that proposition, and that plays well for us, but we're not limited to that. In fact, that position we've created for ourselves with chemical companies is they're all needing to find ways to grow, and many of them no longer have their own captive, you know, downstream market to push their products through. Universal's really created a unique position, and in fact, you know, this bi-component investment we made, it amplifies that because it allows us to take various different chemistries and now some new fiber processing and allows us to create some real differentiated products for customers, both in the commercial carpet business as well as outside of the commercial carpet business.
All right, well, let's get into the details about this. Again, as you announced this, you talk about a continuous filament bi-component production capacity. Give us the details about how this fits into your overall business strategy and what it means to the carpet business.
I guess first and foremost, we like to think of ourselves as problem solvers. So this opportunity came to us with one of our apparel customers, which, as you know, in our operation, we have a division called Premier Fibers, as well as Universal Fibers. Premier has historically been in industrial, military, and apparel. We had a customer that had a need. And again, thinking of ourselves as problem solvers in the fiber business, we went about how do we solve that need.
Okay, talk about what a bicomponent fiber is and and how its properties might be different than a normal fiber.
Don will lead that discussion for us, Kemp.
Yes, hello, Kemp. The technology that it brings is the ability to marry different thermoplastics, whether they be core sheath or islands in the sea. There's various technical terms for the different cross sections that we can apply, but it gives ability in a wide variety of applications to put the strength of a certain thermoplastic, whether it be polyester, nylon, copolymer, you can place it in the position either for performance or for cost that makes it brings the most value to the customer.
Okay. So when we talk about a bicomponent fiber, you're talking about two different polymer types that are in one filament. Is that right?
Yes.
And as you mentioned a second ago, if I've heard you right, is that initially most of your market focus is going to be on apparel, but you are planning on using this technology also in the carpet business?
It can range into carpet. It's geotextiles, it's anastatic, it's apparel, it's filtration, it's aerospace, medical. But bridging all that, it does build off of our core technology of polymer, additive chemistry, and of course color.
Now, this operation you bought, is, I know it's in Johnson City. Now, will you be bringing that over to Bristol, or will you continue to operate it as a standalone business?
Right now, it's a standalone, and what will determine locations is growth, size.
And Kip, just to add a bit to that, as you know, and you've seen our facility, we continue to grow and expand our capacities in Bristol. So we like the current arrangement we have and how we're operating, you know, that new set of assets. And any potential move of that would have to be, you know, dialed in to the overall growth strategy for the total of Universal. So we've bought ourselves some flexibility in terms of how long we operate that and possibly permanently where it sits.
All right, great. Well, it's good to visit with you. Congratulations on this acquisition. Again, we've been talking to Mark Ammon, CEO, and Don Campbell, Vice President of Business and Technological Developments at Universal Fibers. And you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.